This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the loop, back of the saddle, here we are, the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. I have been criticized because I made it sound like Jay was in the spirit world. I think she's in the spirit of the program, even though she's not physically here. That was the point that I was making. Victoria is here in real time and real form, as is Jennifer Horn. So it looks like, I'm interested in us being responsive to what listeners are thinking and saying, and I do think it is our responsibility responsiveness isn't the same as responsibility, but being available to sort of interpret or look at things and say, okay, this is what I think about that, and try to give you the fairest and most accurate overview of what's actually happening. So let's see if we can do that with this pitch that some in the House have presented, Jennifer and Victoria, to have the government run the credit reporting system, which we all know right now is a big sucko, TransUnion, Experian, what's the other one?
Equifax is the big one.
They're all a bunch of really bad actors.
Well, and remember the Equifax breach, where you trust your information with these companies, and that was just the most horrific breach.
I don't trust my
record.
Information. I didn't ever give them permission to take my information. They just take it. And who gave them the authority in the first place? That's the biggest question.
Because I feel like, when did credit cards and credit start? Is it the 60s?
Yeah, there were credit cards around 70s? In the 60s, 70s. But then, even then, who appointed them as the credit watchdogs? They've made a mockery, a mess out of trying to, there are a lot of
people don't think about it, but those three companies, I would say, are like the three most powerful companies in America.
Yeah.
They can make or break your life.
Right. Yep. So now, some people in the House I think it's a good idea to be looking at this and having the discussion. I think the discussion isn't whether the government runs a credit reporting system. I don't know that I have much faith in that either, if they run it like they run everything else.
But maybe some oversight, right?
But somebody, someplace.
Do you want the government to have that power?
No, I don't want the government to run it.
Think about the power that's in the companies there. Do you want the government to be able to
make a review? But why do those companies, the real question here is, why and how did these companies get that power in the first place? I didn't vote for it. Did you? Did you even know where it came from? It just seemed to be there one day when somebody said, when you applied for a mortgage, okay, let me check your credit. Oh, well, what do you mean? What are you going to check? Well, we have this company here who is following everything that you do. And so how did they get the banks to report to them? How did they get credit unions or whatever it is? Now they even have medical records. This is not right. It's not fair. It's not just. They have all kinds
What's
of
also
bad
interesting
information.
I just looked this up. This is Equifax is also a publicly traded company. So that I feel like that makes it swampier.
Yeah.
That, there's a lot here. They have 10,000 employees worldwide. It's a $3 billion company. This is just Equifax alone.
Right.
They have investment and operate in 24 countries. I don't know. I mean,
wouldn't exist if companies like credit card companies or mortgage companies wouldn't use them, right? So, I mean, it all feels very swampy, but the absolute wrong move would be to put it in the control of the government.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Then you're going to have, we've already seen the government weaponize the IRS against citizens. We've seen the government weaponize Department of Justice against citizens. Imagine if they then had the power to weaponize
and
your
Maxine
finances.
Waters is a spokesperson for the idea. I'm not going for it. But it does bring us around to wondering.
I think it points out at least that we can all agree there's a huge problem.
Huge.
The government isn't the answer, but there's
no.
A huge problem.
Yep.
But
why
also,
are we rolling over to this?
I don't love it, but I also know that there are things that you can do to game the system. And they'll tell you, like, Experian is a company that gives you your credit report for free, right? And they constantly are giving you tips to fix your credit. Apply for this credit card. Get rid of that credit card. They're telling
they're
you
how to
do it.
Hired by those credit card companies to solicit you.
So the point is that there are, I mean, I think we can probably all agree that there needs to be some sort of reference system to probably curtail people's spending, right? Because if not, people would, if there was no checks and balances, people would overspend all the time. So I think there is a value in having some sort of standard as to what kind of credit you're granted based on your behavior and your financial behavior. That being said, it's a gigantic game. So while your credit may look bad, it's not impossible to fix it. It's not impossible to fix it quickly.
But then there's also the advice
to know how to play the system.
Yeah, and Credit Karma, which is I have a free account with Credit
Karma.
They do the same thing.
Yeah.
And it is really helpful. But the problem though is sometimes on your credit report, you know, if you've got something that's on there that's not your charge, or if it's something fraudulent.
Yeah.
I had someone open multiple Verizon cell phone accounts on with my credit a couple of years ago. Yeah, and I had to go to the police station. It was ridiculous. I had to go to the police station and get and do a report. But like the cops, basically, and I was in Manhattan at the time, and they were like, this is still kind of new for us. Like we don't really even there's not a whole lot we can do. You're better off trying to work with the credit card companies. And I'm like, okay, well they sent me to you. Like I mean, it was a mess. It's an absolute mess. Cleaning up identity theft is not easy at all.
Well. We've allowed this thing to because like living in a different world or different countries, like we have an oligarch instead of a representative form of government, like somebody just decided somewhere. That's my challenge here. And I've never found an answer. How did this get started? Who gave it who in the government? Somebody must have given it a rubber stamp of approval. And if not, then why are we even putting up with this? Why isn't there a class action lawsuit to shut these down?
I think Jen's right. It just people started using them. I'm looking at the history of the company of Equifax.
I don't know if it's the government. It's probably the banking system.
Yeah. So it says by 1920, the company had offices all throughout the U.S. and Canada. By
1920?
By the 1960s, Retail Credit Company, which is what it used to be called before it was Equifax, was one of the nation's largest credit bureaus holding files on millions of American and Canadian citizens. So, I mean, it just kept building. And then the 60s and 70s, which is what we were just guessing, that's when, you know, everything really hit with credit cards. Mm-hmm. And I guess at that point, so the enactment of the Fair Credit Reporting Act, apparently, that gave them some authorization. So maybe that needs to be repealed.
Well,
that was in 1970.
We need to go, frankly, We really need to go to the government. There needs to be we go to reps. I don't know what the solution is, except that I know it's wrong.
This is way more powerful than Amazon will ever be. Right?
Of course they are.
We're talking
about unlimited
big tech
power.
Breakup. Yeah.
Where is the New York Times on this and the Washington Post and Miami Herald and the Boston Globe and the L.A. Times and the Chicago Tribune? Where are they on all of this? Why aren't the news media instead of Fox, you know, going after some foolish ghost in the closet, why aren't they and MSNBC and all the other...
Happened yet, or is this just someone in Congress has said that they want to take
Maxine
this up?
Maxine Waters coming up with a way where the government can control your lives more. But she then forces us, or doesn't force, but offers us the opportunity to look at this mess. This botched system.
Yeah, it's fine to talk about, but I would reiterate again how the government
is not
the solution to
this
problem.
No, it isn't at all. Not at all. Speaking of that, I don't want to gloat, but I'm
going
to chuckle.
But you're going to?
Well, I don't know if it's gloating. You know, I've never had much to say about Kamala Harris. As you know, the first public interview she ever gave, at least according to the records that I have or that they had or somebody had, was when I was on KABC in Los Angeles in the early 90s, and she was just becoming a public figure, excuse me, and she came on the program and lacked any ability to do anything except talk about herself. And as far as I can see, that's continued. But apparently, her office is a complete mess, a disaster.
I was reading that story. Yeah.
Did you see that?
They have that she's abusive.
Chaos. She's a nasty, abusive. Yeah. Right now, would we be saying that about the president if he were treating his staff the same way? Is that part of the issue here?
They said a lot of things about Trump, right?
Yeah, right. She's apparently.
I don't think it's a man-woman thing. I think it's probably just, you know.
Where's the story?
Incompetent nincompoop. It's on Politico. And she's an incompetent nincompoop. That's even the nicest.
I don't know anyone would call her incompetent, but not like her decisions.
I think she's
but...
completely incompetent. I think she has no business being in that office whatsoever. I didn't
think Mike Pence really belonged there either.
I wouldn't disagree with you on that either. But that's neither here nor there. At the moment, she's there, and the office, the people that work for her don't like her, and the office is in chaos, and so is that worth pointing out for conversational purposes? I suppose. What happens? Nothing. Because she's there and we're not. So.
Yeah, but I think it goes to the over... Here's the thing. I mean, I don't think it's like... a stretch to say that she was definitely the person that the Democrat Party was grooming to be the replacement for Joe Biden. Whether that was going to happen during this term or the next term, I think it's very unlikely that Biden will run for a second term. And so I think the idea was to have her kind of be the next in line. And what I think has happened, because she is grossly unpopular with people. And so what happens is...
woman.
Well, what happens is that the person that they were trying to get to be the person at the beginning, right, they were trying to put all their weight behind Kamala Harris being their candidate, they were going to try to get her likability up while she was vice president. I think a story like this just indicates that that's a much harder task to try to get her as likable as even Joe Biden. So
I think Joe Biden's very likable, frankly. I think he's very likable. Whether you like what he's doing or you think he's lost his marbles or whatever, I think he's a tough guy not to like. I think it's easy not to like her. I think it's very hard not to like Joe Biden, frankly. Like it was easy to not like Trump, depending
on what you're talking about. It's not as hard as you
think. What, to not like Biden?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can say that about your guy, too, under the circumstances.
And you guys do every day. You remind me.
Well,
I get it.
I don't, you know, it's not with me. I've always said that I thought some of the things he did were pretty good. I think some of the things Biden's doing are pretty good. But I just couldn't stomach Trump's, he lost not because of what he did. He lost because of who he is. That's it. Pretty plain and simple. I don't think anybody that has any sense, common sense, thinks anything different than that. 18 after the hour.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Three after the hour now, maximum info here from the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan with Jay Kirshner's list of the trending items that we have every day. Twitter at DJV Show and Instagram, the same thing, Facebook.com/DJV Show with all of the hoopla about James Franco. Maybe we ought to dig into this because even though... Well, there's nobody here who's a fan, right? This guy is a no good lech, and then
that
some.
Would be, I just, yes,
I think he's weird. He's
yeah.
always been so weird.
I think well, he's a really good actor, and I've enjoyed him in certain roles. But
it was good when he cut his arm off
strange.
In that movie when he was, you know, climbing the rocks and stuff.
He got an Oscar nomination for that.
Yeah,
he
did. Yeah, right. But that doesn't mean that he's a stand-up guy.
No, no.
So in this circumstance, what's the story, Victoria?
Well, so he has settled this lawsuit. It's a sexual misconduct lawsuit, and so it cost him $2.235 million. And so this was revealed in court documents that were made public on Wednesday, and it shows that Franco and his production company, Rabbit Bandini Productions, which is a film school that he founded, and so they have to pay all this money to settle the lawsuit. The judge is going to have to sign off on it. But if the settlement gets the green light, two of his former students who filed this class action suit back in October of last year at the sort of height of the Me Too movement, they'll each get some money out of this. Obviously, they've got to pay their attorneys, too. But they accused him of all kinds of really gross stuff, like performing intimate and explicit sex scenes in an orgy-type setting, claiming that, that he was teaching them. I mean, it was really creepy, just really inappropriate stuff. And so it's not surprising that he ended up losing this case. I don't know what your defense is. Oh, I was just teaching them. I'm an acting coach. Okay.
I was just acting.
Okay. Method acting. Yeah, exactly.
Acting and actors. Allison Mack has done, it's not the same thing, but kind of creepy.
It might even be worse because this is just the creepiest story. So anybody who remembers in the early aughts, Smallville was one of the most popular TV shows at the time, and she was one of the stars.
Right, Superman,
of it.
Right?
High school Superman. Yeah. And so it's a great show, and she was one of the major stars on it, and somehow she got hooked up with this cult leader, and she ended up recruiting young actresses into this cult, and it was a sex cult, and so it went by the name NXIVM. I don't remember what the Roman numerals of that would mean, but I'm assuming that's what it was. So she got busted, and now she is going to serve 3 years in prison for her involvement with this cult. It's so creepy.
I think this is genderist, but to me it is worse when it is a woman who is recruiting other people because I think there is this innate thing with young girls to maybe distrust men's intentions, but to trust women, and they look for this sense of belonging. We saw with Ghislaine Maxwell with Jeffrey Epstein.
Well, where is all of that?
I know it's not any worse, but for me, it personally.
I agree, Jen. I always hold women to a higher standard, and when you find out that there's the creepy guy who I think who kidnapped Elizabeth Smart, and then you find out like his wife was involved too.
Yeah.
Anytime you hear those stories, and then there's a wife involved and enabling, there's an extra level of sickness to it.
So I just found out what NXIVM means.
Okay.
It is the Roman numeral adding up to 1016, or translated into, quote, I love Satan.
Oh,
so I'm
great.
Guessing,
charming.
There you go. I think
I'm guessing the latter, right?
Is yes, what... I'm guessing that the latter may be it as well. But how you get, it's... Yeah, I was pretty good at Roman numerals.
What is wrong with people? Like,
that's it, Or the other side of that is, what would we talk about if there wasn't a lot wrong with certain people?
The weird thing is this involved a lot of people. The cult leader was sentenced to 120 years in prison, rightfully so. That was a conviction of sex trafficking. The 41-year-old heir to the seat.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump went to the epicenter of the border crisis Wednesday and slammed President Biden's open border policy, favoring illegal immigration over the American people's safety.
People just weren't getting in unless they came in legally. And now we have an open, really dangerous border, more dangerous than it's ever been in the history of our country.
President Trump went on to say the country is sick right now. Congressman Mike Johnson with the House Judiciary Committee was a part of Trump's entourage and reported to Fox News.
Biden could have just gone to the beach and this thing would have been okay. We were close to completing these sections in these important areas, but he reversed those policies and now we're seeing the effect of it. It's devastating.
A Texas A&M study for nearly 30 years put Los Angeles as the worst traffic in the country. We have a new winner, or loser, in 2021. New York, Newark region now has the worst traffic in the nation. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America is remembering one of our great leaders. Tim Burke from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld has died. Rumsfeld, surrounded by his family, died in New Mexico at the age of 88. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton reflects on the legacy of the former defense secretary on Fox News.
And Don Rumsfeld, even when he was in the business world, he remained engaged. He sat on public commissions, and he rang the alarm on law and matters. He was talking about the importance of missile defense as well in those days. So both times when he became Secretary of Defense, he took charge of a military that needed to begin to update and modernize.
President Trump visited the unfinished border wall yesterday and saw the crisis firsthand, saying the country is sick right now. Included in the entourage, Louisiana Congressman Republican Mike Johnson on Fox News had this to say.
The Biden administration's border policies have created a crisis that is a threat to every single American. And the thing that stood out to us the most is really the human tragedy of it all. We saw droves of migrants coming over. We stayed there late into the night after 1 o'clock in the morning. Groups come across 24 hours a day, particularly at night, because they think they'll be undetected. There are unaccompanied minors. There are children abandoned literally by the cartels there. And the scope of this humanitarian crisis is something that I think should alarm every single person in this country, in addition to the safety and security measures that every American ought to be concerned about.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, just taking a deep breath. Wow, here we are inside the realm of the living on the DJV program, 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay is not. We're just going to make it. Jay's not with us at the moment. How's that? Is that okay? She'll be with us again in another moment. Yes.
Oh, I'm here. Oh, that's
okay.
Right.
Yes, Jennifer's back. That's good.
The other Jay.
Two Jays are better than one.
Have you seen the pictures of the pigs, the hybrid boar pigs that have emerged from Fukushima in Japan?
Like the murder hornet?
Oh, my God. Look, you should see these things.
No. But are these all messed up because of the radiation?
Yeah, because of the radiation.
Oh.
Yeah.
All that water is getting dumped into the Pacific.
Yeah.
So this is what's going to happen.
What are the fish going to be like?
Well, exactly. Fish are so much more susceptible than mammals to that type of alteration. So, yeah.
Okay. So they've killed 160,000 of these so far, and they have done apparently the hunters, some of the hunters have gotten sick. So they've they've measured them for radioactivity.
Wait, and the radioactivity. So they kill these pigs and then they're eating them?
Apparently.
What? They, no.
Well, listen to this. They've found, well, hunters, they're trying to kill them all so that they don't reproduce. And so the hunters that have been tracking them down have a level of radioactive something, cadmium-137, that's 300 times higher than is safe. Talking about the boars themselves. Wow. So can you imagine, I mean, I suppose you can shoot them and not be that close to them, but so far they've killed hundreds of these, thousands of these things.
And this people, was, what, 4 years ago this happened?
Oh, more than that, I think. Was it?
It's more recent than you think.
Yeah.
But yeah, but see, this is why I don't understand. Why isn't? I mean, I know China complained about it because Japan is now going to dump this radioactive water. They said that the best solution they can come up with is to sort of like filter the water and then empty it into the Pacific. China was really upset about it, and I think one other country. But this is really global news, and I don't understand why more people besides like Oceania and, you know, and Greenpeace, like, I don't understand why this is not a major topic. This is going to affect every single thing that touches the Pacific Ocean. Like, I don't understand. People are not alarmed by this, and I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, there it is. That's just the latest in a weird turn of events, the results of having that. And I'm a fan of nuclear energy, but not with plants that are put stupidly in that kind of way. What do you think is going to happen in a typhoon with a nuclear plant or anything else that's on the coast that's going to take the brunt of a typhoon, winds 140, 150, 160 miles an hour? What do you think is going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened, by the way, in Kiev or outside of Kiev, where the Chernobyl thing happened, except that that factory was built out of cardboard practically. So it was just that sort of thing gives nuclear energy a bad name when it's impractical for people to make decisions. Who makes those decisions?
Well, most of the time, it's very clean energy. It's
infrastructure
that causes the
problem.
Tough.
You know, what's a bigger problem, and people are not talking about this, so I had this conversation with my son-in-law because they want to buy an electric car. So I said, okay, what's going to happen to the battery at the end of its life? And where do you think the power is going to come to power your electric car? Well, that didn't settle well, but it's a question I think needs to be answered. You want an electric car? That's great. That's up to you. I wouldn't buy one. I don't like the idea of it because I want to have some sort of torque and response, even though if you get inside of a Tesla and you, looking for
it's
a response,
like so
it's like being on a jet. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Anyway, so I guess maybe it's at the point where you're kidding yourself if you think buying an electric car is going to save the environment. At the moment, it does more damage. Because, A, Elon Musk, God love him, he's the smartest guy around, hasn't figured out what to do with the batteries yet, really. And when you consider that carbon fuel is what is powering the electric plant that's giving you the power to run your electric car, hello, dun-dun-dun-dun, boom-boom, just don't cover it up. You want an electric car? Swell. But don't cover up the fact that you're buying it because you think you're going to save the environment, because you're not. Not now, anyway. Speaking of saving things, we were just talking off the air about California and the masks and the fact that you're supposed to wear one again. I said yesterday when you were here, Jennifer.
Follow the science, or if you can't, make it
nobody,
up.
Nobody. Yeah, right.
Right.
Nobody's going to wear masks anymore anywhere, no matter whether it's mandated or not. But the CDC director.
There are some dorks who don't question things who will do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah. But the
but
CDC
by and
guy
large, no.
said, she said, that the if you got a vaccine, you don't need a mask. That's we've been saying that for months, two, three,
Look,
4 months.
All variants, they have said this, right? That
yeah.
these vaccines,
Delta.
Especially Moderna, is
yeah.
proving really effective
Very
against
good.
The Delta variant.
Right.
So Pfizer's okay. 90%, or actually, I think
too.
They're both 88%.
But the same, yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. But that's good.
Let's see, there are 1,991 COVID cases in Scotland that have been linked to a Euro soccer match, or a group of them, apparently.
Yeah, the Euro tournament, yeah.
Euro 2020 last year. That's kind of like what happened here in Framingham.
Well, it's happening right now. It's 2020 because they're playing from last year.
Right.
So it's they're calling it the UEFA 2020, but it's really happening right now. I think this Saturday is they're moving into the finals.
So it's just another example of what happened when people got together. And I was pointing out the Biogen conference that was held in, what was it, April of 2020. Which year are you talking about? 2020. Right, and it was here in Framingham, and they closed. The hotel has been closed since then, where they had it, and they're going to tear the hotel apart. They're going to rip it apart and rework it. So the only thing that's going to be left is the facade outside. Otherwise, I just saw it yesterday. They're ripping it down, ripping
it
apart.
Why are they doing that?
Because they don't think people will go stay in the hotel anymore unless it's cleaned up, because that was where the conference was held, and that started this.
A lot of people have stayed in hotels, you know, like in New York City.
I'm telling you, that's what they're
doing.
That's
weird.
Okay, here's something else. I was talking, I think, off the air about how United stock has gone up 20-25% in the last 2 days. They placed the largest order for airplanes ever placed by any airline that ever existed. The announcement was made Tuesday night that they are going to acquire 320 or 30 new planes over the next 2.5-3 years. So immediately the curiosity is, well, how are they going to get those planes that fast? Well, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads, they have signed with Boeing to buy every single MAX plane, 737 MAX, that was produced after they were grounded. They got a fabulous price. That's why they bought them. So I think there's 250, 260 737s will come online as quickly as they can put them online, because they're all
people
just sitting.
People are already forgetting, you know.
Yeah, of course they will. United's counting on the fact that people are going to forget. Yeah. They're going to say, look at us, we've got the newest fleet. American says, we have the newest fleet. Well, American's got 13 of the MAXs in there. Keeping those, but they're not getting any more. They converted the orders into 787s. I think Southwest had 25 of them, and they said, well, we don't want any more of those. Go back to producing 800s and 900s. We'll take them.
Now, I know, because you book a lot of flights. So if someone's looking to book a flight and they don't want to be on a MAX, how do you tell
when you're booking?
It depends
on the airline. I can't tell you about United because I don't fly United, but American identifies the plane. They'll tell you.
And I'll tell you the
737 MAX, 737-8, which is an 800. 321
Neo. I don't think
they're
saying MAX anymore, though, right? They've called
they
it something
American.
Else.
American. No, American's calling it MAX. What did you start to say, Jen?
Oh, if you want to know what flight. So most airlines will tell you on the website what plane it is, and they'll give you the configuration.
Right.
But if you want to see the map of any flight, go to Seat Guru. Have you ever been there? It's really good.
Yes.
SeatGuru.com.
Yep.
And you just type in the route or the flight number, and it tells you what flight you're on, and you can, you know, see the aircraft if you're worried about it.
Yeah, right. Mm. But I, frankly, at this point, I know that the American Pilots Union said they were the ones that really were sticking the muds with this, and we're not flying them until they're certified. They know how to fly them. They know how to fly. There were reports that didn't get published that American had planes that did the same thing, and the pilots knew how to get out of they knew how to fix it.
But wasn't the problem on those planes that crashed is that the pilots were not allowed to get out of
they
it?
They weren't trained. Boeing never really said there's a problem, and they never really trained anybody. The book, even the pilots, the book that tells you how to fly the plane that's in the pilots, the cockpit, that didn't say anything. Well, if this happens, you better do this. And the guys, these MAXs, Boeing wanted to get them everywhere, so they made it easy for these countries, Sri Lanka and Mozambique or something. Where did those two planes come from? They weren't from main big airplane.
One was the Lion Air, right, from Indonesia, I think it was, right?
Yeah. Those guys didn't know how to fly the plane. They were all flying old planes. Until these came along, and people said, wow, this is great. We can get a brand new plane, and look at how cheap it is. Right. How's that going to work for you? Okay, so anyway, I want to spend a little bit of time in a few moments talking about the economy is so hot right now. What's it going to do for us? What's going to happen? Are we going to have a big crash next year? Some people are worried about that, and some people say, nah, things are going to keep going the way they are. Talk about that in a few moments. The National Osteoporosis Foundation has just released its most detailed state-level review of bone fractures and their overall health care impact. Here's what it means for you or those who are living with osteoporosis.
That's the sound of an osteoporotic fracture. A new report from the National Osteoporosis Foundation says this type of fracture is all too common and adds major cost to Medicare. In 2016 alone, 1.8 million Medicare beneficiaries suffered 2.1 million of these fractures. Chief Medical Officer of the National Osteoporosis Foundation, Dr. Andrea Singer, MD.
The report shows 19% of those with a fracture died within 12 months. 30% of all hip fracture patients died in the first year. For those who survive, the risk of losing independence is quite high.
The report also finds the economic burden is just as severe.
The direct cost to Medicare for those who suffered more than one fracture is estimated at $5.7 billion. That does not include the cost for nursing home care or medications.
Dr. Singer says we know how to prevent these secondary fractures and need to incentivize the prevention strategies that work.
If you or someone you know has had a fracture, it's important to get care to reduce the risk of another.
For more, go to NOF.org.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. All right, so to sort of follow up on what I was saying a few minutes ago, the inspiration here that we are finding, I was talking about the fact United stock went up 20% because they announced they're going to put in 320 new planes, largest order Boeing has ever had. The stock of Boeing went up like a rocket ship that day, too. And so you look around at Wall Street, and because we're now in the second half of 2021, all kinds of analysis, projections, if you will, and the naysayers, you know, I don't know why we pay attention to this, because, you know, most of the time they're not right. The Dow Jones average is the worst to go by, but yet that's what people do. It was up 210 points so far this week. I think
any idiot who roots against our economy.
Right.
Stupid. I don't understand.
I don't either.
It should not be political. It should not be anything. We should all be rooting for a strong economy, no matter who is in charge.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good for everybody. Anyway, so the Wall Street boys and girls have the people that are selling stocks and stuff, running these organizations, making a boatload of dough, I'll tell you that. They're having a picnic. Growth is 7% this year in the market so far. So that's what is our gross domestic product supposed to be over the course of the year? What, 2.3% or something like that?
To get it over 3 is really good.
Yeah, right. And that's sort of the other aim. But the things that are so expensive, this is where I think the resistance comes. At some point in time, building material, for example. I went to a restaurant last night. I was talking to my friend. We paid $30 a plate for basically just pasta. Yeah.
That's what worries me. The inflation is really high right now.
Yeah, inflation.
It's in every sector.
You can't buy a car, so the car costs are up all over the place. Yeah, right. And then with the wage hikes, get people to come to work.
That is a tax, by the way. Most people don't look at it, but that is a tax on everyone, not any particular class of people. It's everyone effectively.
Yeah, everybody's going to pay for food and stuff, no matter what quality food you buy. All right, food for thought, pardon the pun. It's 10 before the hour here on today's DJV program.
Now with orders to
stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, leading the pack here. Is it true, Dr. Ken, that taking a nap can boost your mental agility?
Doug, you have been doing this study for many years yourself.
I have.
I
like taking a nap.
Yes, and there's a study in the Journal of General Psychiatry this week that confirms your experience. Napping in the afternoon may actually boost mental agility. A midday nap is associated with a rise in locational awareness, verbal fluency, and working memory. Sounds great for a talk show host.
There are theories why
naps may be beneficial. One is that naps help ease inflammation, which plays a role in sleep disorders and overall health.
All right. We have been talking on the air about my TIA. Many doctors agree that I show the signs. You've said that you thought that I had a TIA, even though it was kind of a minor one. But I notice that there's some concern among people who've had a TIA as to how, because the risk, the reason we put on all of these drugs that we've been talking about, Eliquis and Warfarin and Coumadin and Plavix, is to eliminate the stroke risk. So what happens, and is there a severe, does it go with severity? Like some people have, my father had a really serious TIA. I didn't. So how does that work in terms of down the road stroke risk?
Okay, this comes out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, fondly called JAMA, this week published. So people who suffer from a mini stroke, also called a TIA, have a 4 times higher risk for a future, more serious stroke during the following 10 years compared with those without a history of these events. So up to 30% of those who have experienced the shorter, smaller strokes called transient ischemic attacks, or TIAs, will have a more serious stroke later. Of those who end up with stroke, almost one half have it more than 1 year after the TIA.
All right. So then, but looking at the remedy for this, if you do nothing, or is this included? Because one of the doctors that I have pointed out that if you're on one of the drugs, whatever it is, there's like a 1.3% chance to about a 3% chance, depending on the drug, that you'd ever have a stroke again if you're on one of these drugs. Does that ring a bell?
Exactly. Well, you're subgrouping out the various people. What I just quoted were all comers for all of the reasons of having a TIA and some people doing the appropriate treatments and risk factor reductions, you know, blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol and weight, diet and exercise for prevention of the big one, and some people not. And when you do, you can get a handle on this by doing the preventive things that I just listed for you, and then identifying, if you can, the possible cause of why you had the TIA, and I think in you we have, and then getting the treatment. So you don't have to be one of these statistics or make it extremely unlikely. He was describing the dramatic lowering of the risk of having a stroke.
All right, so there it is, the drug stuff. Okay, here's a good one. Question about the iPhone and anything that's like an iPhone. When you put it in your body or next to your body, you're not going to put it inside your body, but you know what I'm saying, it interferes with the ICDs, the sort of stuff that I've had implanted to monitor what's going on in my heart, more serious stuff like defibrillators, pacemakers, that kind of stuff. So I guess it's the magnets in the iPhone that screw all this stuff up, right?
Were you warned about keeping some of those things away from whatever you have?
Well, yeah, but I don't use them. I'm not married to them like a lot of people are. So,
well, you want to just, you know, if you have a pacemaker, a defibrillator, it's a theoretical thing, and often it's not effective, but it's probably best to, you know, use it on the side opposite from where your device is. Just
right.
To be extra safe.
Do not put it in your shirt pocket on the left-hand side.
Correct.
I think maybe that's the bottom line. Ken, final question has to do with pancreatic cancer. Is it easier to detect? Are there more people getting it? What are the signs?
Well, the problem with pancreatic cancer, why it's so deadly, is because the signs don't usually show up till it's too late and it's grown. Some of the signs are abdominal pain, loss of appetite, yellowing of your skin, light-colored stools, dark-colored urine, itchy skin. If you have any of these things, get reassured that it's not pancreatic cancer.
All right. Words to the wise are sufficient, so one said. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen on DJV Health.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at GoldCo to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.